Hi, my name is Jerrica, and I'd like to welcome you to the Simple Question Series, a series on my channel where you ask a question, biblical or spiritual, and I try to answer it. If there's a topic you'd like to discuss or a question you'd like to ask, head on over to ghettobibletales.com, scroll down to the request section, and enter your request there. The Simple Question Series will be updated every Wednesday. Enjoy the show! Today's question is, how to pray? Let's get into it. Before we can dive into how to pray, we have to first understand what prayer truly is. By definition, prayer is a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. It is mentioned in the Bible that we don't truly know how to pray. That the Holy Spirit intercedes for us and, you know, says what needs to be said to God on our behalf. In the book of Luke and Matthew in the gospel, the disciples, they asked Jesus, you know, to teach them how to pray. Like, what should they say? And he told them that they should say the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is located in Luke chapter 11. Verses 2 through 4 and Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 through 13. If you don't know what the Lord's Prayer is, you know that's the prayer where you say, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." It's in those scriptures if you want to find it. That was how Jesus told the disciples to pray when they asked him, you know, well, how do we pray? What are we supposed to say? And he said, you know, that the Lord's Prayer. However, through years and years of the Bible going through, you know, transliteration or different versions of it being made, the Lord's Prayer has been edited quite a bit. There are some pieces of it that were added because whoever created that version of the Bible thought that it sounded good. Now, reading the Lord's Prayer, it don't sound bad. It's nothing... I feel like it's nothing that should take you completely off. I feel like either way, the Lord's Prayer still is a solid prayer. Like, it pretty much mentions basic everything that you need to say to God, like forgiveness of your sins and stuff like that. I feel like the Lord's Prayer is a good basis. If you new to Christ or you new to church or you new to God, the Lord's Prayer is really basic and I think it covers a lot. So if you don't know what to say when you get down on your knees to pray, you can say that one, like, honestly, and it covers many, many things. So honestly, in the Bible there, like I said, there isn't much where we're told how to pray other than Jesus telling the disciples to do the Lord's Prayer, because the truth of the matter is the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. So whenever we do pray, the Holy Spirit takes our words and give them to God the way that they're supposed to be given. You know what I mean? However, Jesus, he made a lot of notes on how not to pray. And that's something I'm about to go over with y'all, because how to pray, we ain't never really going to understand that completely. But if you had the Holy Spirit, like if you are sincere about God and Christ and the Holy Spirit dwells within you, you don't have to worry about anything when you pray, because the Holy Spirit is going to speak for you. However, Jesus did leave some pointers on how not to pray, and that's what we're about to go over. Okay, so Jesus said that when you do pray, you should pray in private. He says the first no-no is you ain't supposed to do it for show. Like, it's one thing if you're with a group of people and somebody asks you to like pray, that's different. But if you just trying to put on a show and doing all that hooping and hollering and speaking in tongue and amen, and just for somebody else to say amen, yeah, that boy can pray. Jesus said, don't do that, because prayer is supposed to be a private conversation between you and God anyway. So he said, don't do that for no show. He also said, do not repeat things in vain when you're praying. So basically he's saying, you know, God heard you the first time. And I do this myself. Like, I can't help it. Like, I'll pray the same thing over and over. Kind of like, okay, for instance, like, I was like, Lord, please don't let this bill come out of my bank account today. And then I said, like, then I go to whatever prayer I got to pray again. And then I say that line again. Lord, please don't let them take this bill out of my bank account today. Lord, please let it hold off for one more day. And then I pray something else. And then I come back to that same line again. Lord, please, please, please don't let them take the bill out that bill out today, Lord, because it's the check going to bounce. Jesus said, don't do that. I'm really bad at that one, because I do repeat myself over and over. And then sometimes I get lost in thought during prayer, and now I find myself repeating a whole lot of my prayer. So basically, Jesus said, don't do that. Don't repeat everything in vain, because God heard you the first time. Basically, that's what Jesus was saying. Jesus also said, you know, your prayer don't have to be long. Like, if you think you got to sit down and pray a long prayer, that's not the case. Apparently, you know, back in Jesus' day, he said that, you know, people thought that they would impress God if they said more words. And Jesus was like, yeah, nah, that ain't how it works. God is more concerned with the heart. So if your heart is in it and you only said 5 or 6 words, God is good. But if your heart ain't in it and you sitting up here praying a 45-minute long prayer, God ain't here for that. So Jesus was basically saying that God's concern is the heart of your prayer, not the length of your prayer. I've already said this. If you've never, like, if you're new to the faith and you've never prayed, so you don't know exactly what to say, like I said, the Lord's Prayer covers a multitude of things. It covers glorifying God. It covers asking for forgiveness, as well as asking for protection from God. So, like I said, the Lord's Prayer, it covers a multitude of things. So if you don't know what to say when you pray, just say the Lord's Prayer. And once again, I will leave the scriptures in the description box where the prayers are located. Paul, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, starting at verse 26, he says that we should rely on the Holy Spirit to intercede for us anyway, because half the time we don't know what we should pray for. I've already said that, like, if you're 100% in this, that means you've acquired the Holy Spirit. That means you let the Holy Spirit dwell within you. And like I said, the Holy Spirit is going to intercede for you regardless. So, but my own personal advice about prayer, all that was scripture, but I'm going to go ahead and give y'all my personal advice and tell you what has worked for me when it comes to prayer. Prayer to me is simply having a conversation with God. I talk to God the way I talk to anybody else, and you should too, because we got to stop treating God like he's this fictional being that may exist. If you really in this, like if you really into the word, you really a Christian, God is not a being that might be real. He's supposed to be real to you. Talk to God the way you would talk to your friend, your best friend, or your mom, or anyone, just anyone. I mean, like, it's like having a natural conversation. Prayer is literally your one-on-one time with God, and it's just basic, like, just have a conversation. And that has worked for me. I've been in the church since I was a teen, and God has spoken to me just by me simply having a conversation. You know what I mean? All you have to do is just basically humble yourself and then have a conversation with God. If you don't know what to say, you could at least, you know, just tell God about your day. Like, it's been a long day at work. You can pray to God. If you and you praying at night, you just pray to God about your day. Tell him about how your day was, and you could thank the Lord for getting you through the day, or thank him for the food that you've eaten throughout the day, or honestly, just have a basic conversation with God. Like, it's like you know how you come home, you talk to your spouse, and you just tell them everything, you give them the rundown of your day? Do the same thing to God. Yeah, God knows, but the fact of the matter is, you're setting aside time for God. So just have a conversation with him, tell him about your day, thank him for all that he's done, thank him for the food, glorify him for all this creation. Thank him for putting breath and breathing life into your body because he didn't have to. You know what I mean? God is real. So stop. People need to stop treating him like he isn't. God is real. So talk to him as you would any other real being. I think the most important thing is just carving out time for God. Like, if I don't know if y'all remember, I did a Get a Bible Tell on Daniel. And Daniel prayed 3 times a day at the same time every day. So basically, set aside. I think the most important thing about prayer is, one, having a true conversation with God, treating him as he is a real being and not this mythological figure that lives in the cloud that might be listening. And number two, setting aside the time. Make time for God the way you make time for everything else. So let's just say you're a person that likes schedules. Like, you just don't do things randomly. So let's just say your time with God could be early in the morning before you go to work, as well as before you get ready to go to bed. And then you just talk to God. Like, for me, it's early in the morning before I go to work. If I don't pray before I go to work, I will have a mental breakdown. For the sake of my mental health, I have to pray every morning. My morning prayer lasts from 5 minutes to 20 minutes. My prayer time in the evening can last a lot longer than that. I will say, try not to pray before you go to bed, because if you like me, you'll fall asleep during prayer. And that's not good. That's not good at all. Those are my tips on how to pray. If you like this video, please like, comment, and subscribe. If you have a question that you'd like for me to answer, go to getabibletales.com, scroll down to the request section and type in your question there, or you can hit me up on Instagram or the community tab on my YouTube page. Thank y'all for watching this video, and I'll catch you next time. Okay, bye bye. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow the show on all social media at Ghetto Bible Tales. Head on over to ghettobibletales.com and you can sign up for the mailing list so that you can be notified of updates and other things. You can also request topics or stories that you'd like for me to discuss on the show. Once again, I'm your host, Jerrica, and this has been the Ghetto Bible Tales. New episodes are posted every Wednesday and every Sunday.